This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck or a pound, a buck or a pound, a buck or a pound is all that makes the world go around. The clinking, clanking sound that makes the world go round.
Oh, it certainly does make the world go round. I'm speaking with David Turner this morning from Working at the Numbers. Now, you work with a few numbers, don't you, David?
I have indeed, yes.
And how'd you get into the field of bookkeeping and accounting? Goodness me, it's not exactly the most exciting field, I would think.
It was a long time ago, Gary, and I'm not sure. Perhaps I thought it was the only thing that does add up in the world, and thought I'd have some skills and talents in that area, so...
Fair enough. You're well qualified for this area, aren't you?
I am, yes. Been involved with bookkeeping and accounting for probably longer than I'd like to remember.
But, right.
Yes, well over 20 years.
Very good. Now, most of us yawn at the words of bookkeeping and accounting, but they are vital if you want to get on ahead and hang on to those hard-earned dollars. Now... most of us do work hard for the money, and we need to know what we've got and where it's gone. Now, how can an individual do this from a personal perspective? Not from a business perspective, but from a personal perspective.
Well, Gary, much like small business will want to categorise their expenditure in terms of, you know, cost of goods and marketing category and an admin category, mm-hmm. An individual might want to categorise their expenses in terms of needs and wants and desires.
Right.
So on that basis, there are obviously priorities that one will want to keep and have, and there's some desires that we've all got that we like to save for. And
right, needs, wants and desires. I like those three words. That's things that we definitely need, like food and shelter and that sort of thing.
That's correct.
Desires. What sort of desires could we save for, do you think?
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of us might like the idea of going on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. Once a year, and you know, not a lavish kind of,
but just a holiday of some sort.
Yeah,
bit of a break. Yep. Yeah. From a small business perspective, what sort of aims would a small business want there?
What sort of aims would they want?
And what sort of desires there?
I think the first desire for a lot of small businesses is to grow, and in a personal sense, that's what we all want to do too. You know, we want to grow, and that's about, you know, investing back into yourself, if you like, mm-hmm. and you know, keeping yourself educated, for example, mm-hmm. and. You know, keeping up and being involved in the memberships that you've got and the networking mm-hmm. that you can do as an individual.
Right, so a lot of things there. Now, the main thing, I think the key word here is monitoring, isn't it?
Monitoring, yes. Keeping journals and a journal much, well, the same thing as a diary mm-hmm. that we can look back on and see where we've been and where we want to go.
Right. Now, most of us don't sort of write down a diary, so we might have a bit more of a chat about how we can actually monitor after this music track. This is Sledgehammer from Fifth Harmony. I'm speaking with David Turner from Working at the Numbers, and we're going to work our numbers to see if we can stretch those dollars a little bit further.
If you could take my pulse right now.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes...
We are speaking about money with David Turner from Where are you from?
Working at the numbers.
Working at the numbers. I lost my notes for a minute there. That's all very good. Now, we're talking about resources, about monitoring all this money that we've got. Yeah, right. And the ways we can hang on to it. Now, most of us sort of think, oh, yeah, I'll try a bit of a budget here, and away we go, and it never works. What's some better ways to monitor our money, David?
Well, I guess there's a couple of practical ways we can monitor our money. I mean, cash is the most liquid asset we've all got, and it's a little bit like holding water in your hands.
Like sands through the hourglass.
At times, yeah, yes. Yeah. But there's a couple of simple solutions. For small business, for example, if they don't have a software application that'll do their bookkeeping, they can jump onto the ATO website and get some, format of cash payment journals.
Oh, right. So the Australian Tax Office has got things there, have they?
They do help at times.
Right.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. Some record-keeping tools there.
We've got, there's a myriad of templates that we can download and get for free from the Microsoft Office website as well.
Oh, okay.
So depending on one's computer skills, mm-hmm. They're available to obtain and use.
Yep.
Most banks will provide for the extraction of one's transaction data from their bank account, so
Okay. We
can export that data in the format of a CSV file, and with some Excel skills we can open that file, and once we've got our information in Excel, there's a mm-hmm. number of things we can do with it.
I've actually noticed with my personal banking, I've got they give me a little pie chart sometimes, and there's this much for petrol and this much on spending and on mortgage or rent and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're really useful kind of glimpses of what we're doing with our money, mm-hmm. but as long as it's set
sometimes
correctly.
Sometimes a bit of a shock.
Yeah. Well, it's always a shock, isn't it?
Right. You mentioned to me before that there's some YouTube videos you could actually use.
There are, yeah. So there are people out there that like to present their skills to mm-hmm. the world, and you can search for, if you searched for Excel beginner videos, you'll get a couple of tips and how to use Excel mm-hmm. and manipulate the data in the way that you need to with your financial data, so that you can filter it and sort it and use the sum functions and so mm-hmm. forth.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
And there's also the professional services of a proper advisor, such as yourself.
There is.
And just a question about small business and GST and registration. What's that all about? It's a bit confusing.
Well, if you are a small business, you need to realise that if your income is greater than $75,000, you do need to register for GST.
Right.
And that if you're not registered for GST, you are not able to charge GST on your sales.
But you still want to pay it, don't you?
Well, you pay the GST on your purchases because that's what your supplier has charged you on the invoice.
I see. Yep.
But you're not able to charge your customer GST if you're not registered for GST.
Right. Okay, that sounds reasonable. That's all very informative.
Yes.
Any other thing you'd like to add, David?
Well, there's a myriad of issues around, small business compliancing, for example, compliance issues that I'm quite happy to talk to anybody about.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, personal finances and how difficult a lot of people think it can be to keep track of where they're spending their money, I guess, there's an office app that you can download and use on your device, mm-hmm. your mobile device, that an office app that you can easily enter some data into and mm-hmm. and save onto your phone or iPad, and although you know, you can't think of everything that you that's come out of your pocket towards coffee or you know, cash purchases.
So little expenses that add up, isn't it?
They all add up, and they all help to give us a shock, probably, for a start, and then help us work out where we might be able to save a dollar or two.
Right, so just like people work very hard at the gym, they need to work hard on their money too.
They do, yes, they do.
Very good indeed.
And the habits are quite, you know, easy to keep, I think, once we can get those. You know, if we're on a train, for example, every morning, it doesn't take long to quickly type into your phone where your money's going.
Very good. Very informative. Very helpful too. Thank you, David. Hopefully we can have you back to talk about other related topics.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, it'd be a pleasure.
Okay, we're speaking with David Turner from Working at the Numbers. The advice given in this segment is generic. Any specific instances should be referred to a professional in this area and applied to particular circumstances. I've been speaking with David Turner from Working at the Numbers. By the way, David, is there a website we can go to for
there
you?
There is. I'm at thenumbers.com.au. All one word, thenumbers.com.au, which will help anyone track me down with the phone number and find out more about what I do.
Okay, thanks very much, David. And you're on Joy 94.9. You're with the Gazman on the Great Venue Radio Show.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.